Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be talking about the different habits, or rather the successful habits, of a part-time real estate investor, and they are several, and they are all important, and I want Kevin to dive right into this because it will be a very important show. So let me have Kevin come on right now. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Lewis.
So you have a demarcation with regard to the habits and traits of successful part-time real estate investors. Tell us about that.
Well, there's so many of those habits and traits, and we won't be able to cover them all today. And to be honest, we'll probably cover a few of them in the very near future. But I wanted to start that discussion on these traits today with one in particular. And as always, it's something that has become relevant to me in my experience as a Homevestor franchisee here in Dallas and a one part-time real estate investor and now full-time real estate investor. I typically will talk from my experiences and realizations and learnings. And that's what brings us to our topic today. And I'll start with, I think back with the tragedy that took place on September 11th, we all became very familiar with a term of called bonders. And you know, this term was associated with those individuals who were first on the scene, and they were paramedics and police and firemen, et cetera. But they were first responders, and the connotation quickly was developed that a first responder is someone who is brave and someone who is deliberate, and they provide solutions, and they take action. And in the case of that tragedy, you know, they saved people's lives, which is an extreme example of a connotation of a first responder or someone who responds. And you can contrast that with something that's relevant today in our world as we're in a political election year for the President of the United States later this year. We all have seen a lot of the debates that have taken place this year among the candidates. And you see something different there, different from the characteristics and traits of a first responder in these debates. Whether you realize it or not, you may be seeing examples of a reactor, which is very different from a responder. And what I mean from a reactor is you see the candidates react to questions versus respond. And they may react in a panicked manner, or they may react in a frustrated manner, or they may react in a confused manner. Or they may even react in a hostile manner if they're confronted or challenged by one of the other candidates on the debate stage. And you can see the connotation that comes with the reactor. It's typically very negative. It's not very deliberate. It's not very calculated. It's very haphazard. It rarely accomplishes anything or provides any solutions. And so you see the contrast between a responder, in our example, from the 9/11 tragedy versus a reactor, in our example, from the current political debates. Two very different characteristics, two very different types of behavior, and two very different types of outcome. And the question for you today as a part-time investor is, are you a responder, brave, calculated, determined, solution provider, or are you a reactor? Are you haphazard? Do you retreat? Do you get frustrated? Do you respond negatively? And I have found that the successful real estate investor, the habit or the quality or the characteristic of being a responder. And let's talk about that in the context of some real-life investing examples or scenarios that you're either already experiencing as a part-time investor or you will very soon. Based on my experience, these are all examples that will ultimately come across your path at some point in your investing career, whether you're getting ready to get started or you've already started. And what's most important with these is how do you respond to these challenges, obstacles, and these unexpected circumstances that come about. And do you respond or do you react? So first and foremost, let's take the most obvious, the most typical challenge you're going to face as a real estate investor. There's going to be a point in time where you will probably find yourself saying, there are not enough good deals out there. I can't find any leads. I can't find any deals. I can't find any investments. And the question is, do you respond to that challenge or do you react to that? I'll tell you, the reactor, they throw up their arms. They criticize the circumstance. They retreat. They surrender. They quit. They blame others, whether it's their competitors who are paying too much, so therefore there's no good deals out there for me, or they blame the market. You know, the market has driven the prices up too high, or there's not enough buyers in my market because prices have come too high. They'll find just about anyone or anything to blame. However, the responder, they're going to respond to the challenge of limited deals or limited leads. They're going to look at their marketing, and they're going to do a course correction. Do I need to market differently? Maybe more direct mail is what I need. They may choose simply to do more marketing. Hey, if it's getting tougher to find the deals, then I'm just going to have to work harder, spend more, and market more. They may improve their networking. They may increase their follow-up. They may look for new sources for deals. Hey, I've only ever bought short sales, but maybe I need to go look at foreclosures, or maybe I need to start marketing direct to sellers. They're going to come up with new exit strategies. You know, maybe they only did fix and flip, and maybe it's time to do seller financing. They're going to look for new partnerships. Maybe they meet somebody at the local REI club that they can partner with and learn from, and then that will open up new opportunities for new leads or new deals. They're going to seek out more training. They're going to seek out more education. They're going to do a lot of different things. They may even seek out a formal mentor in order to give them the new ideas, the skills, the talents, and the resources to get through that challenge. That's the characteristics of a responder. The responder moves forward. The reactor will fall backward in this scenario. And I'll give you a quick tip, you know, that applies to this thing about and how you respond to the challenges of lack of leads or lack of deals. I'll tell you from my experience and what I've witnessed experience of others, consistent advertising, it's not negotiable. That's not something to pull back on, react to, and quit when the going gets tough and the deals get fewer and farther between. You've got to keep your advertising going, and you can't let up when it comes to investing your time and money in sourcing those deals. Let's talk about another example that you ultimately hit, and it's that troubled rehab. The question is, are you a responder or are you a reactor? When you come across that difficult or challenging rehab project, I'll tell you, you're a reactor if that rehab project gets tough and it starts going sideways on you and things aren't going the way you want it to go and you end up cutting corners to save money. Or perhaps you just keep throwing more money at the problem. Maybe the rehab is more expensive, or maybe the house needs a roof and you never anticipated it, or maybe it's taking much longer than you thought, or maybe you have a contractor who's not working out as you had hoped or planned. The reactor is going to react in negative ways to that that are probably only going to compound a negative outcome. But the responder, they're going to take a calculated action. Maybe they're going to replace that non-performing contractor. Or maybe they're going to reduce profit margin. Hey, it needs a new roof. Well, luckily I bought it correctly. I have enough room in my numbers. I'm going to replace that roof. We'll be fine. We may not make as much, but we'll still make a profit on the project. Or maybe that responder of an investor, maybe they're going to change their exit strategy. Okay, this was going to be a fix and flip, and we're going to sell it full retail. Maybe it'll just be a wholesale sale. Well, we'll sell the home on the retail market, but it won't be fully rehabbed. Or maybe we'll just wholesale it as is. We're going to stop right now. We're not going to compound the problem. We'll sell it off with the work we've accomplished at a much lower rate to a cash investor, and they can finish the project. Or maybe it becomes a rental, or maybe they simply just continue the course and overcome the objective or the obstacle and still produce the results they're looking for. These are all characteristics of a responder when they come across the challenge of a troubled rehab project. And I'll give you a quick tip here, too, based on my own experience. When you do come across that challenging rehab project, or you find yourself simply in a scenario where paid for a house, and you know it after you close on it because you get more familiar with the property and what it's going to take, I'll tell you from personal experiences, never try to rehab your way out of that bad buy. You will guarantee to buy yourself a troubled rehab or a challenged rehab if you do buy a house too high and you miscalculate your numbers and you determine after it's too late that you're in a bad investment scenario. Never try to rehab your way out of it. You're going to have to make some quick decisions to, like we talked, wholetail it, wholesale it, keep it as a buy and hold as a rental perhaps, but don't throw more money and try to rehab your way out of it. You're guaranteed to find yourself with a troubled rehab project. And finally, let's cover one last scenario, and I saved it last because of its importance. Let's determine, are you a responder or your reactor when it comes to just plain getting started out as an investor? Are you sitting on the sidelines right now, or have you just dove straight in and become that part-time investor that you want to be? You're a reactor if you found all the reasons not to take action. If I'm too busy, it's too risky, I don't know enough, my friends and family say not to do it, it doesn't work, or I heard a bad story about investing. You're a responder if you've sat back your action, you prepared to take your action to become an investor, and you've taken the action to become an investor. You bought that first property. And I've said this in the past, and this is not my quote, but I did hear it from another investor who said, go as far as you can go, and when you get there, you'll see farther. This is a great way to overcome the unknowns of real estate investing. You'll be shocked when you go as far as you can go or as far as you know how to go. You'll be shocked at how much clearer the next steps are. The things that you don't think you know how to do will become much easier and much more doable when you actually face those challenges or those tasks. And I can tell you from my experience, my first investment property I ever purchased, it was a disaster. And I overcalculated the value of that house, the ARV. I underestimated the repair cost. The house was vandalized soon after I purchased it. It took forever to sell it after that. And I can even tell you that I had title issues come back to haunt me on that house even after I had long sold the house and it was owned by somebody else. So everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And if I was a reactor, I would have given up at that point. Let me remind you, that was the first house I ever bought. I would have thrown in the towel and quit. But instead, I did many of the things we talked about already today. I responded to that challenge. I kept advertising. I kept investing. I kept learning. I adjusted my exit strategies on future houses. I applied the learnings that I had learned. All the things we had talked about, I could have thrown up my arms and quit, got disgusted, and said, this doesn't work. But I knew that wasn't the case. I had to respond to the challenges of that first investment property, and I had to respond with calculation. I had to be deliberate, determined, and focused to overcome the challenges of that first property. And I look back on that property today only recognizing and appreciating all the great learnings I got from it. So I tell you, be a responder, not a reactor in your investing. Reaction is a reflex. It's not intentional. It's not planned. It's not controlled. It's not deliberate, like that political debate we talked about. Be a responder. It's calculated, it's deliberate, it's purposeful, it's committed, and it's intentional, just like that first responder in the 9/11 tragedy. And when you do these sorts of things, you will find the success you're looking for as a responder versus a reactor when it comes to your real estate investing, whether you're getting ready to start or you've already started.
Kevin, as always, very insightful points, very thoughtful points, very important points. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lewis.